Sean Davies works in a Tulsa office building, but lives in a modest little house in the country a few miles south.
I've lived here for 13 years, never seen the price of propane that high, ever.
The homes in Davies' area range from sprawling, newly built behemoths to dilapidated trailers teetering near collapse. What most of them have in common is a large propane tank outside, like a big fat cigar in every yard. Davies checks his tank and says what you don't see a lot of out here these days are propane delivery trucks.
It's pretty low right now. We're on 29%. We refuse to refill it until the gas prices come down.
January, beginning of January, propane in the Mid-Continent market was trading over $4, probably in the middle of the different times of the day was probably trading close to $5.
Kelly Van Hull is an energy market analyst for Houston-based RBN Energy, who says a propane shortage doesn't necessarily mean there's not enough being produced, just the opposite, in fact.
Essentially, the situation was we had propane, it was just in the wrong place.
Here's what happened. By the summer of 2012, so much propane was being produced out of places like the Bakken Formation in North Dakota, the price of propane bottomed out at around 70 cents. Companies could make a lot more money sending their product to other countries like Japan. So in 2013, the flows and pipelines that once carried propane to Conway, Kansas, were switched to get more to the Gulf Coast for export, with analysts seeing little reason to keep pumping propane to places already awash in it. Then it started raining. The fall corn crop was very wet, and the giant heaters that dry it mostly run on, yes, propane. Then a string of winter storms reduced refinery production, while also making it more difficult for delivery trucks to navigate icy roads.
Nobody saw the combination of the crop drying and the cold weather, you know, back-to-back happening.
It all added up to some pretty chilly nights for the Davies family.
It wasn't too bad. A couple extra blankets and some pups on the bed, and you stay a little toasty that way.
For Davies, refusing to buy more propane until the price drops is a matter of principle. Others have no choice. Governor Mary Fallon's spokesman, Alex Wentz.
We know that there were actually thousands of Oklahomans who, for at least a period of time, chose not to heat their homes, which when it's 10 degrees out, that can actually be dangerous.
So Fallon made sure propane users were at the front of the line when extra home heating assistance money became available through a federal program. And while accepting money from Washington can be controversial in Oklahoma, this time Fallon didn't hesitate.
That's what that program is for. That's very different than doing something like completely reorganizing, you know, a seventh of our economy or whatever it is when it comes to the healthcare industry and Obamacare.
Now it's getting warmer and prices are dropping. Kelly Van Hull says the spike was a 20 to 50 year anomaly. We'll have to wait until next winter to know for sure. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layton.